We're doing a series on wandering in the forest, walking through the woods, looking in the streams. So now we're going to wander through the forest and we're continually talking about our plants that we're going to find and the herbal remedies that are out there, because we're just taking a gander, taking an afternoon walk and seeing what's out there in the forest and what can you harvest, what's in your area to harvest, and what can it do for you. Our shows are just to give you ideas of topics and run past that our ancestors were healthy and lived a really great life. We're not saying that there weren't diseases or hard times, but, you know, their existence was very healthy. They worked, they lived, they played in the woods. How healthy can you get? They ate from the natural earth. They ate the animals, the fish, all these things, the syrups and the teas that they made. Beautiful way of life. And that's what our shows are about. And when you walk through the woods, the idea is just to walk through and see all these plants. You don't have to pick them. You can take a picture, go home, and look it up and see what that plant is calling you out for and see what it does for you. Maybe you have high blood pressure and that plant you walk by called out to you and you looked at it, you're like, gosh, that's great. I love that plant. Go home, investigate. You'll find out that, hey, it helps with blood pressure ailments. So blue flag, that is considered poisonous, to be quite honest. It's available May and July, and you're going to go through our forests and get out yourself into the marshes and into the wet meadows to find this plant. Our ancestors used it as a root poultice on swellings and bruises, as well for rheumatism. It was used for sores. Internally, the tea was great as a strong laxative, stimulate bile flow, helps cleanse the blood and stimulate the bowels, the kidneys, and your liver. Also used for migraines. How about the Canada lily? A lot of us have this Canada lily in our yards. They look great. I know the deer love them because they'll come and eat all the heads off the flowers. It's available through July and August. And these things are beautiful for the yard because all these flowers, any of these flowers actually, because they're perennials and they'll come back year after year, natural habitat. Any of these flowers would be beautiful in your garden, beautiful around the house because they come back. I planted some daylilies. They started out, let's see, maybe 5 summers back with 5 daylilies. Oh, now we have just an overabundance of daylilies in that one corner of the house, and they're just gorgeous. Every year they come back more and more. We can actually spread them now. Kind of open up the area for other places. We are talking about these Canada lilies. And our ancestors used this root tea for stomach ailments, irregular menstrual cycles, rheumatism. The root poultice was also used for snake bites. Twin flower. These are the cutest little things. You see them, they look like little bells, and they're so tiny. They're just tiny to the ground, 8 to 15 centimeters tall. So tiny. They live in our forests as well as our swamps. Our ancestors used this plant as a tonic for pregnancy, difficult, painful menstruation. Also used in children's cramps and fevers. So this tiny, tiny little plant was excellent for our babies. And our ancestors knew that. The cardinal flower. The cardinal flower, same color as the cardinal, red. Available July through September. again, once again, we're going to go right through our forests and hit our stream banks. If you see any wet meadows along the way, stop and take a gander for those cardinal flowers. They're beautifully red, striking, gorgeous. Our ancestors used the tea for stomach aches. That was the root, syphilis, worms. Also, as love potions. The tea from the leaves were used for colds, nosebleeds, fevers, headaches, as well as rheumatism. The plant cardinal flower was also considered as a substitute for the Indian tobacco, but had weaker effects, so it was only used on occasion. Our warning, potentially toxic. So make sure you know what you're taking. Again, I'm going to say, just go on out there and look in your woods, look in the streams, the rivers, and if a plant calls out to you, take a picture of it. Go back home, investigate, see what it's all about, because that's how we learn. Purple loosestrife. This plant is, it's about 60 to 120 centimeters tall. Sometimes it grows in groups. Purple, little bitty flowers. They're so cute. It amazes me how you can look at flowers and they're so tiny. Like those little violets are so small and they're great for your blood. Amazing. So these little flowers, they're tall. Tall green with the little purple flowers with about five little petals on them sticking out. They don't come out very far. They're just small. They're cute. They're available June through September. The tea that our ancestors made from the whole flowering plant, fresh or dried, was great for diarrhea. You could gargle it for sore throats. Using it for cleansing out any orifices. Great for cleansing and washing wounds as well. The Canada Mayflower. We have these all over our woods. Just run out there and take a look. You see a nice green three-planted leaf, tiny to the ground. Just so tiny. 7 to 15 centimeters tall. And then it produces a little white flower. These are available April through July. Our ancestors, they used the tea for headaches. Keeps the kidneys open. Used as a gargle for sore throats. And the root was used as a good luck charm for winning games. And an expectorant for coughs. Wild mint. Available in open spaces. Through our woods, get out into the open space and maybe you're going to see a little bit of wetland somewhere. That's where you're going to find this wild mint. It's available June through October. Our ancestors used it for colds, fevers, sore throats, indigestion, headaches, diarrhea. Same as peppermint and spearmint. So those are some of our plants that we can go out when we're just out wandering and looking. Take a picture. See what's calling your name.